Sunday morning, all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. My name is Adam McDonald, broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of today's Florida State League baseball game between the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Today we have the finale of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at high noon. The Mets, they are trying to shake off yesterday's loss, 5-3. Jupiter, a couple of tie-breaking runs in the eighth inning to win it late for the Hammerheads. That gave them a shot at splitting their home series opener, while the Mets are still in line for a series victory on the road, their first road trip of this season, if they can win today. Mets enter the game 3-5. Jupiter is 4-4. It's a tight race in the Florida State League through the first week of the season. In the East Division, Daytona leads with the 5-3 record, but Daytona's lost three in a row to Palm Beach. Palm Beach and Jupiter are both 4-4, one game back. The Mets are only two games out, as they have won three of their last four. It's similar in the West. Clearwater has a 5-3 record, alone in first, but Bradenton, Dunedin, Fort Myers, Lakeland, all 4-4, one game back, and Tampa is only two back, a 3-5 record. Other games around the league today: Fort Myers is at Clearwater. Clearwater is up 3-2 in that series. First pitch at BayCare Ballpark is noon. Tampa at Dunedin at noon. Dunedin leads that series 3-2. Bradenton is at Lakeland at 1 o'clock. Bradenton up 3-2 in that series. And the late game is Palm Beach at Daytona at 5 o'clock. Palm Beach leads that series 3-2. And once again, our first pitch is coming up at noon. It's bright and sunny now. It's humid, it's hot, and there is a chance of strong, severe storms right around 2:30 to 3 o'clock, which would put us around the 7th, 8th, or 9th inning. So we should be able to get an official game in. Hopefully these two teams can hurry up and play all nine before the bad weather arrives. We'll take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to the ballpark, we will have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups that should take us close to first pitch. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets lead the current series against Jupiter 3-2, having lost the opener and then ripping off three straight wins in a two-day span before Jupiter won yesterday's game. Let's get to today's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, it's lefty Javier Atencio, one of the higher-rated pitching prospects on the team and a top 30 prospect in the organization. Finished last year with St. Lucie Strong, but got off to a tough start this season. He pitched on Sunday last week against Daytona and really scuffled, giving up five hits and five runs in just an inning and two-thirds. Lost the tie game late and suffered the loss. But Atencio, a good-looking lefty, has much more capabilities than what he showed last Sunday. So he's had to sit on that weak performance for a week. We will see what he has as he gets the start today. On the mound for Jupiter is right-hander Colin Lowe, 24-year-old from Danbury, Connecticut, signed as an undrafted free agent out of Bryant College up in the Northeast. He's only pitched one game as well back on April 8th, was the winner in relief against Palm Beach, although he did not pitch well. He gave up 4 hits and 4 runs in 3 innings. Must have benefited from some good offense. So a couple of pitchers looking for bounce-back efforts today in Atencio and Lowe. Starting lineups will begin with the Mets. Jet Williams is going to lead off after he got a scheduled off day for the first time yesterday. He is in center field for the first time in his career, so we will certainly keep an eye on how he performs out there. He had played nothing but shortstop. Vincent Perozzo is the catcher, batting second. Jose Peraza cleared to play today on a minor league rehab assignment. He's the DH. He hits third. Jacob Reimer bats cleanup. He's at third base. Junior Tillian hits fifth. He's at second. Jeffrey De Los Santos moves from the outfield to first base. He bats sixth. Kevin Villavicencio hits seventh. He's at short. Dairon Campos is in left field hitting eighth. And Adrian Hernandez bats ninth. He's in right. For Jupiter, Jordan McCants leads off and plays third base. He's led off now in all games in the series. Cody Morrisett continues his minor league rehab assignment. He bats second and plays second. Ian Lewis is the DH. He hits third. He was subbed out of yesterday's game with what looked like cramps, but good to go today at least to hit. Javier Sanoja bats cleanup. He's in short. He was the star yesterday for Jupiter with a couple of runs driven in. Jorge Caballero bats fifth. He's in center. Tanner Allen hits sixth. He's in left. Jan Mercado bats seventh. He's the catcher. Christian Rodriguez hits eighth. He plays first. And Noah Williamson, who has nothing but strikeout this season, is batting ninth. Looks like Colin Lowe has finished his warm-up session and has disappeared into the Jupiter dugout. We wait for him to come on out so we can begin this finale. Jupiter in the home white jerseys today. Mets in their orange alternates for the third time this season. They are 1-1 in these unis. Wind is kicking up and blowing out to center and left. Could be favorable for the hitters who want to yank one down third base left field line. Field is lined. Pie Slice is drawn out by second base. Umpires are ready. Bella Robb calling balls and strikes behind home plate, although we do have the challenge system in effect today. Tyler Green is the base umpire. No fans in the stands. We begin the series, or end the series like we began it. Closed to the public. Only a few scouts and some folks who must have been on the player pass list are in the building right now. Can probably count the amount of fans on two hands. Maybe one. So it'll be a quiet day at the ballpark. It'll be one of those create your own energy environments for these two players and teams. Jupiter has taken the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. We pause for that, and when we return to the ballpark, we will have first pitch in the series finale between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please rise. The Rooter caps for the playing of our national anthem.
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads. Game 6 of 6 in the series. Mets lead the series 3-2. This is the 6th of 27 total games between these two East Division rivals this year. They will actually face each other coming up in short order. The next two series for the Mets are home against Lakeland at Jupiter. And then three series away, they will host Lakeland at Clearwater, and then they will host Jupiter. So these two teams will be awfully familiar with each other by the end of the first week of May. Colin Lowe on the bump for Jupiter, throwing his final couple of warm-up pitches before he faces Jet Williams, Vincent Perozzo, and Jose Peraza. We're trying to keep Perozzo and Peraza straight. Up at AAA, there's a Jose Peraza for the Mets. So you have a Peraza, Perozzo, and a Peraza all in the Mets organization. Lord help the broadcaster if he ever has to call all three in one game. Reminder that tomorrow the Mets are off, league-wide off day, and then returning home to Clover Park Tuesday through Sunday to face the Lakeland Flying Tigers. For the first time this season, the Mets will be playing the other division. All those games will not only be on internet radio, but we will be excited to be back on Bally Live for free. Make sure to chat with us, play the trivia, earn Bally points, get some free Mets gear out of that. Or if you are a subscriber to MLB TV to watch the big Mets, you can also watch us as well. It'd be pretty good. You can watch St. Lucie Mets on MLB TV and then wait for the Mets, big Mets, to play late night out in the West Coast. Jet Williams, the Mets center fielder today in the batter's box, and we are ready for baseball, albeit a few minutes late. First pitch from Colin Lowe is on the way. It's taken high for ball one, and we are underway. First pitch at 12:03. It's 83 degrees and sunny at the Dean today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. As this pitch is low for a ball, and a ball from the bullpen from Atencio just went right between Jet Williams and the catcher Mercado as that pitch was caught. Pitch counts, and this one to the backstop. It's one of the downfalls or annoyances, I should say, of the bullpens being on the field. Some of those escaped end up coming behind home plate. Pitch is high to Williams. It's 3-1. Jet, an off day yesterday, a timeout, another ball escapes the Mets bullpen. What is going on down there? 3-1 pitch, and Williams will hit it high into left center field, playable for Caballero. And the center fielder for Jupiter puts it away for out number one. Williams retired to start this ball game. And next up comes Vincent Perozzo.
Now batting the catcher, number 13, Vincent Perozzo.
Perozzo off to a very good start with St. Lucie, moving up in the order to the two-hole. And he takes the first pitch for a strike at 87 miles per hour. Perozzo in this series is 2-for-6 with a double. Fouls went away, and it's quickly nothing and two. Perozzo hitting .357 in his four games, 5-for-14. Also has drawn four walks, on base percentage, .500. He's getting on half the time. Grounds one slowly foul into the Mets' dugout. No score, one out, nobody on, just underway in Jupiter. 0-2 pitch, and that's hammered foul right at home plate. Curveball. Diving towards the back leg, Perozzo fights it off. Low. From from the windup. Throws one too high, 90. Rozo watches it sail by. Mets in their orange jersey tops with a Florida Mr. Met on the left chest. Blue numbers on the front and back. Gray pants. Perozzo flares this into right field. It drops in for a base hit. He stays hot. Falls behind 0-2. Fights off a couple of pitches. Lays off the high one. And then hits the ball into right field for the Mets' first hit of the game. Comes a lot sooner than yesterday. Mets didn't get their first hit until one out in the seventh inning. So they were no hit by Jacob Miller through the first six. Two batters in, the Mets have already put up a hit on the board. Now Jose Perozzo follows Perozzo, and he takes the ball outside. Perozzo was not in this initial St. Lucie lineup today, but Gilbert Gomez, the Mets manager, got clearance late to get him in there, DHing, rehabbing the broken hammock bone in his hand, wrist area. 1-0 pitch, it's high. Yesterday, went 1-for-4, picked up an RBI single in the seventh, his first hit in this rehab assignment. This one's popped up into shallow center field. Three hammerheads are converging, and it's going to be caught by the second baseman, Morissette. And after he catches it, he runs into his right fielder, Williamson. That was a long run for the second baseman, and he fought the sun the whole way. Not a routine out by any means. So Perozzo out. Perozzo stays on first. Two down. And Jacob Reimer will hit. Reimer, like Jet Williams, getting his first off day of the season yesterday. Well, he and Jet played both legs of the Friday doubleheader. So well-deserved off day. Takes a big curveball at 76 on the inside corner for strike one. Lowe's 0-1 pitch. Same curveball, swung on and missed. Nothing and two. Well, that one dipped out of the zone late. Low set from the stretch. 0-2 to Reimer. Curveball again. This one outside. 1-2. Looked like for a moment Yan Mercado might have thought about a challenge. A 1-2 fastball missed. The count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Reimer hitting 273 on the young season. 4 driven in. 3 of those came in one game. That's first win of the season on Thursday. 2-2 pitch popped up. That one's heading straight back to the seats. And one of our lone young fans will try to go get that. Actually ends up in the scouting section. Believe me, none of the scouts are interested in corralling foul balls. 2-2 pitch on the way again. High curve, and the count's full. Reimer has gone from down 0-2 to a full count. Perozzo will take a short leadoff first and be on the run. Payoff pitch, fastball right in there for a called third strike, and a challenge by Reimer. He's heading down to first base thinking it's a ball. It's not. It's a strike. That looked pretty close to down the middle. So the Mets lose a challenge right away in the top of the first inning. They're down to 2 the rest of the ball game. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 stranded. We'll see what Javier Atencio has in store for St. Lucie on the other side of the break.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom of the first, about to get started. Jordan McCants at the plate, Javier Atencio on the mound. Second straight lefty starter for the Mets. And McCants swings at the first pitch, hits it to left. On the run in foul ground, making the catch is Campos. And he bumps into the wall. Be careful out there, Tyrone. Ball is tailing away from him the whole way. One pitch went out for Atencio. Brings up another lefty in Cody Morrison. Yeah, deep down the left field line, the wall here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium juts out. You've got to be careful when you're navigating as an outfielder. You go from having a lot of space and foul ground to almost none quickly. First pitch to Morrison is a strike. First start of the season, second appearance of the season for young lefty Atencio. He gets a swing and a miss on the sweeping slider. Good pitch. Really struggled last Sunday out of the bullpen. Came in a 1-1 game, coughed up five hits and five runs in just an inning and two-thirds. Did not look like the pitcher we were used to seeing down the stretch in the 2022 season. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball low. So we knew coming into this week it was going to be a big week for the Mets pitching staff because 14 of 17 pitchers on the staff appeared in that series against Daytona, and only a couple, maybe more than a couple, only a handful fared well. As this pitch is tapped slowly out to the third baseman, Reimer. Sets his feet, makes a good throw to first, and that retires Morrison. Two up, two down, and the bottom of the first. With no score, Ian Lewis, the switch hitter, will come to the plate. This week, for the most part, the pitching has improved. I would not say it's been a 180-degree turnaround from the opening series. Some guys have taken a big step, some a little step, some have had the same issues that plagued them the first time, the second time. Atencio trying to take a big step. First pitch, a strike to Lewis. Second pitch, curveball for a strike. And it's 0-2. He's quickly establishing the breaking stuff. Sweeping slider and the more 12-6 curve. Tried it again. It's outside, 1-2. Take a swipe at the dirt. Atencio holding the ball in his bright blue mitt. Fastball fouled away at 92. He's 21 years old from Venezuela. Ready for the 1-2 pitch. Changeup down and away. So now he's basically showing four offerings. Slider, curve, fastball, and a changeup. .22 coming to Lewis, who's batting 207 with one driven in this year. The sweeping slider inside for ball three. Good battle being put up by Lewis. Three-two pitch. Missed inside. Ball four. Surprise after getting ahead 0-2 to end up with the walk. I like to think he could have found a way to get one more strike in there before four straight misses. Keep an eye on Lewis at first base. Jupiter has been active on the bases. Atencio can counteract that from the left side as time is called by the catcher Perozzo before a pitch comes in. So that will count as one of Atencio's disengagements. Snow Hot, big day yesterday. He's off to a good start this season, hitting 321. Pitch comes home, and that misses low at 91. Snow Hot put Jupiter on the board yesterday with an RBI double. Then he broke the 3-3 tie. Correction, then he added the second run in the fifth inning. He drove in two with two hits. Time called by Sanoha. So he's used his one time. Tencio's pitch, no good. It's high. He's mixed six straight times. Lewis, short lead off of first base. Tencio looking right at him. 2-0 pitch, high strike. Just did get it over at 89. Took a little bit off. He got two quick outs. First pitch out from McCants, then a ground ball. Hoping to get out of the inning, maybe under 10 pitches, but it's now a 15-pitch inning after the walk and falling behind. Pitch is low for ball three. Can't get a handle, and he goes right back to the dirt next to the rubber. No score, two outs, a runner on first. Three balls and a strike to Sanoha. Runner goes, pitches in there for a strike. Throw by Perozzo is going to be late. Good catch by Tillian just to save it from going to center. Stolen base for Ian Lewis. Good jump. Probably too good of a jump if you were the battery for the Mets. It's a full count on Sanoha, who now hits with the runner in scoring position. Payoff pitch on the way, and it's hammered foul. It's right off Snowha's front foot, and he will ask for an injury timeout. Uses the bat like a cane. Yeah, he's in a world of hurt right now. The trainer isn't coming out yet, Jessica Cooks, but she's taking a look from the dugout. He is in a lot of pain. Trying to shake out that left front foot. Then several players we've noticed this series that do not have a ankle guard, shin guard, foot guard. Almost, it seems like almost everybody nowadays does, but some who don't have paid a price in this series. Do the 3-2 again. Or not. Atencio will spin around and look to second. No throw as Lewis walks back to the bag. Jupiter got a run in the first inning yesterday. They've done well scoring in the first inning in this series. As this pitch is lined into center field, Jet Williams, his first chance in center, runs to the spot, makes the catch, and ends the inning. Good instincts by Jet Williams there. line drive right at him, over his head. No hesitation, broke back right away, got to a spot, turned around, looked very natural. And he passes that early test. No runs, no hits, no errors, one stranded at second base. Both teams come up empty in the top of the first.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Junior Tillian leads off the top of the second for the Mets. No score here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch over the top curveball at 74, knee high. Strike one from Colin Lowe. Fastball knocked out of play, right side, long run for Rodriguez. He's trying to get there, and he won't. He stopped running, and he reached out on the warning track with plenty of room left. That's a mistake. So much foul ground here at the Dean. That one would have been a few rows deep at most Florida State League ballparks. But Rodriguez must have thought he was up against the wall. He was a good 5 feet away. Centillion gets a break and takes the second pitch outside, third pitch outside. A ball and two strikes. Tillian yesterday got the Mets' first hit, double in the seventh inning with one out. He also hit into a double play in the ninth inning as the tying run. A mixed bag. Takes the curveball away at 77. Two balls and two strikes. Tillian is 4 for 16 in the series, three doubles. Looks at a pitch low, and he becomes the latest batter in this early going to fall behind 0-2, just to work it back 3-2. Lowe's pitch is lined into left field by Tillian for a base hit. Fastball is running in, but Tillian's quick bat got the barrel to it. Clean line drive single. The Mets have two hits through the first two innings now. Leadoff man aboard for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Team leader in home runs, hit one last Saturday and then one yesterday, or rather 2 days ago in the seventh inning. Swings and misses at the back foot slider, strike one. Yesterday he went 1-for-3 with an RBI. Team leader with eight driven in. Of course, a two-run homer and a three-run homer will add up quickly. Swings and misses at the changeup at 84, and it's 0-2. Low from the stretch. Delivers a fastball that's popped up into left field towards Allen. Jogs in a few feet, reaches up, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. De Los Santos retired for the first out of the top of the second. And Tillian stays at first base. We're scoreless as Kevin Villavicencio comes to the dish. Villavicencio, good opening weekend against Daytona, but here in this series, only 2-for-11. Both hits singles. Fouls a pitch off. Of course, the timing of one of those hits was big. Back in game one on Thursday, the doubleheader, two out, two run single in the first. That puts a lot of pressure on the opposing team. Check swing, he cannot hold up on the dirt ball. Goes around, and he's behind nothing and two. Yes, if you're not going to get many hits, the ones you do have, you would hope would be well timed. That has been the case for Villavicencio. O2 curveball, and he gets a piece. Curveball settling right in the 74 to 76 mile per hour range. The true 12 to 6 breaking ball. Time called by the catcher Mercado. Tillian gathers his lead off of first base. Low, the 0-2 again. Fastball outside corner for a called third strike, and Villavicencio is going to ill-advised challenge this. He's going to lose it. He did, and the Mets are down to one challenge the rest of the way. I mean, folks, if the broadcaster 100 feet away can see that, these players have got to control themselves and do a better job. Gilbert Gomez is going to have an intervention team on Tuesday. This cannot stand. Here's a fly ball out of play from Campos. I mean, that called strike three. The catcher reached across a bit, but again, that might have fooled Villavicencio. He feels the catcher setting up inside, and the pitch goes a little bit outside, but you know, the catcher framing has nothing to do with the automated strike zone. The catcher could get up and walk away. Pitches a strike to Campos, and it's 0-2. No score. Tillian, who started this second inning on with a single, is still at first. Campos lays off. Tillian with a delayed steal, and he's going to be tagged out. It was not a good throw, but a good catch by Morissette, who ran it back to the bag and tagged Tillian. If Tillian goes right away, he's in there easily. But the delay cost him. Not a great inning for the Mets with the caught stealing, the strike three that cost them their second challenge. We'll go to the home second, no score.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
First pitch of the second inning is a pop-up to right field by Caballero, and he's out, right to Adrian Hernandez. So in both innings, Javier Atencio's gotten the first out on the first pitch. It's always helpful. Tanner Allen next up. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch, line drive for Allen into left field for a base hit. So two pitches, two swings, one out, one hit. It's a nice piece of work by Allen. Didn't try to kill it, just pushed it the other way, right between the hole at third base. First hit for Jupiter this afternoon. Bring up the catcher, Yan Mercado. He's batting seventh today. Mercado's second game of this series, he went 1-for-3. The other game he played, he's out in front of a changeup, swings through it for strike one. Tencio, a deep breath, looks at first. Runner goes, pitch coming home, swung on and missed. Throw nearly hits Atencio on the way back. He shoots a look at Perozzo. Allen obviously safe. Boy, Allen got a great jump. Lewis got a great jump. Jumps that should not be that good given that they are facing a lefty hitter pitcher. And Perozzo had no shot there. He would have been better off holding the ball. Said he spiked one, nearly hit the rubber. Atencio was just to the right, and he had his back turned, thinking it was going to sail over his head, and kind of shot Perozzo a look like, dude, you almost hit me. So Allen on second with one out. It's a ball and two strikes on Mercado. And he takes strike three at the knees. Mercado lingers for a moment. He's beyond the challenge point now. Discussion with the catcher, Bella Robb. He's not going to challenge, but he's going to complain. Now he is going to challenge. This should not be. It's too late. Gilbert just said it's too late. It's a strikeout anyways. So this will work in the Mets' favor because Jupiter just lost a challenge. But you can't have a discussion for 10 seconds with the umpire and then decide to challenge. It has to be immediate. That was not immediate. Now, if it was a overturned to a ball, then Gilbert Gomez is going to come flying out of the dugout and have a chat with Bella Robb. So that actually worked out in the Mets' favor. Robb allowed the challenge to occur. Now Jupiter is down to two. Two outs. Christian Rodriguez, a lefty up. He takes a called strike on a curveball. Allen remains at second. We are scoreless in the bottom of the second. A golf swing by Rodriguez, and he whiffs for strike two. Atencio, though whatever he'd like here, working ahead, nothing in two. A look back to second, the pitch home, swung on and missed. He strikes out Rodriguez, the fastball at 92. Good inning for Atencio, a lot more strikes that inning. No runs, one hit. No errors, one man stranded. We'll go to the third, no score in Jupiter.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tyrone Campos, Adrian Hernandez, and Jet Williams, the scheduled batters for the Mets as we begin the third inning. No score in the finale. Colin Lowe has the curveball working today. Begins with the fastball that Campos knocks out of play. Mets going for the series victory. That would be awfully nice after they were swept at home last weekend. The opening series of the year. Jupiter trying to earn a 3-3 split. Slider, ground ball off the end of the bat out to the shortstop, Sanoha. He throws to first and retires Campos. Good stretch by the first baseman, Rodriguez. He used his entire frame to reach out and haul that in. Saves an error. One gone, and Adrian Hernandez is coming up, who is overdue for a hit. Doesn't get a lot of playing time, but has not done much with the playing time he's received. Takes a high curveball. It's 1 and 0. Hernandez 0 for 11 with 7 strikeouts to start the season. Does have a couple of walks. Takes a sinker at 88 for a strike on the inside corner. And then flies one into left field. Allen chasing back. Allen looking up. Hernandez has left the yard. Bye-bye baseball. Adrian Hernandez, that's the way to get up off the mat. Start of the season, 0-for-11. Well, he's 1-for-12 now. And that one hit is a big one, a home run that puts the Mets up 1-0 in the third. That ball hit the top of the wall in left center and shot dead left. And cleared. So just did get it out. Good for him. And that noise you hear is everybody in the dugout ignoring him as he entered and then letting him have it. Back to the top, and Williams. First pitch, he takes the ball, and then another nearly gets hit. Mets have had a nice mix of players homering this year. Go through it momentarily as Williams takes one inside. Jet hit the first home run of the season for the Mets on opening night. J. Los Santos has two. Jalen Davis on rehab assignment clocked one. Hernandez has one. Williams lays off the curveball. Abraham Almonte on rehab assignment has a homer. Carlos Dominguez, who was last year's FSL home run leader, has one. I think that's just about everybody. Pitch is low for ball four. Jet Williams starting to take a lot of free passes, works another. In Jet's first seven games this season, he had drawn 7 walks, so they could 8 free passes in 8 games. And Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, will head out for a visit. See if we can get some StatCast numbers on the home run by Adrian Hernandez during this mound visit. Well, the pitch was a fastball at 88 miles per hour, and for whatever reason, the Hawkeye cameras don't catch and capture the data on fly balls to left field here very well. So there is no exit velocity, and there is no distance, and there's no launch angle. That's too bad. Well, Maybe they'll update it after the game. Mound visit over. Vincent Perozzo up. He's already got a hit today. Batting 400 now on the young season in his fifth game. Mounds went off his front foot. He does have the ankle guard, so he's fine. Perozzo did get some time with St. Lucie last year as the Mets played a game of musical catchers for nearly 4 months in the middle of the season. Though to first, Jet Williams is safe. Of course, last year the Mets started the season with Drake Osborne, a draft pick from Xavier, and he was really good. Not a highly touted prospect, but he was solid. Could hit, could catch, could throw. Jet running, throw to second base to get him is going to be in time. Williams with the spin, move with the arm, the swim move, didn't work. So he's caught stealing by Mercado. The Mets have now had two base runners try to steal and twice caught. So Mercado has set the precedent. Maybe the Mets shouldn't try anymore. Change up for a strike on the corner. So two down and the base is empty. Perozzo waits on this curveball and strikes out swinging, and that will end the inning. But the Mets strike first in this game. Adrian Hernandez, his first hit of the season, is good for a home run. Mets lead 1-0 in the middle of the third. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season. So follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Javier Atencio pitching with the lead. This is the Mets' ninth game of the season. It's only the second time they have scored first. There's a swing and a miss from Noah Williamson. And they don't play from the lead. They don't strike first very often. They have played from the lead quite often, though, in this series. In the games they've won, they've essentially led almost wire to wire. Exception of an inning on Thursday. Pop up from Williamson. That's going to land out of play. Right, Williamson's having a tough go. 0 for 7, 7 strikeouts on the year. Does have a walk. Trying to get it going. Dribbles one foul. Change of 84. Remains a ball and two strikes. Pitch is low. 2-2. Williamson, the number 9 hitter. Tencio's 2-2 pitch. Crushed, foul. I mean, this one heading across the street here at Jupiter. If he straightened that out, that might have hit the Marlins building out in left field. The offices are. Fights this off the other way. That will land in the seats foul. Yeah. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, home to the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals spring training operation. Florida Ops outfit as Williamson strikes out swinging at the high fastball. Boy, 0 for 8 strikeouts now. Tough sledding. 3 consecutive strikeouts for Atencio, and he's completed a turn through the lineup successfully. 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. A couple of stolen bases off of him. Back to the top in McCants, who flew out in the first pitch he saw last time. And he will look at a fastball at the knees, strike 1. 1-0 Mets, 1 out. Nobody on, bottom 3. Slider goes away. Ball and a strike. Tencio from the line, throws a fastball that's grounded to Tilling at second. Gobbles it up, throws to first. 2 down. Easy play. And now Morissette will come up. So the Marlins building is out in left field. The Cardinals building is out in right field. This stadium and those buildings are scheduled to undergo a major renovation as this curveball comes in for a strike to Morissette. This is really the last of the spring training facilities in Florida that has not undergone a major renovation, as Grapefruit League teams try to catch up to the Cactus League teams out in Arizona and those palaces in the desert. Ball and strike. The pitch is low. Just wondering when they're going to start the renovation here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and what's that going to do to the ballpark, the visiting team, the two home teams, us up here in the press box, if we will be affected at some point this season, as Atencio misses high for ball 3. Last I heard, the word up here in the press box was that the renovations will start in May. But what those renovations are and where they will begin, unclear. Morissette fights one off foul. But to my knowledge, we will be playing all the scheduled games here on this field. And I don't think the renovation job is going to be complete until spring training 2025. Foul ball by Morissette on the high fastball. It might have been ball 4. This ballpark opened in 1998. 3-2 pitch. Curveball fouled away. Boy, Morissette, that's a great spoil. I mean, he was fooled. He was bailing out. One-handed flip of the bat at it. Just flicks it right back to the screen. Don't know how much longer he's going to continue this rehab assignment with Jupiter before he's off to probably Double-A Pensacola. Mets will be glad to get rid of him. He swings at a high fastball, eye high, somehow contacts it, but pulls it slowly to first, and De Los Santos will handle it himself, 3 and assisted. So Morissette basically gave himself up there. The first 1-2-3 inning of the afternoon for Atencio. He looks much better today than a week ago. Mets will carry their 1-0 lead to the fourth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Begin the fourth inning. The Mets leading the sixth and final game of the series 1-0 on the Adrian Hernandez home run. Have a note on that home run in a moment as Peroza swings and misses a Colin Lowe offering. Well, they classified it wrong in the stats portal. So I was able to find it. It's currently crediting. It's one pitch off. So the says it's the first pitch to Jet Williams, but it's actually the home run ball by Hernandez. So we do have StatCast numbers on the home run. Those after this pitch, which is lined and left by Peroza. Diving catch made by Allen. He robs Peroza of a hit. Tough break for Jose, and well done by Tanner Allen in left. Bring up Jacob Reimer. All right, the exit velocity on Hernandez's home run was 96 miles per hour. Launch angle 33 degrees, and he hit it 373 feet. It's just enough as this pitch misses to Reimer. They have a couple of light poles in left field. For the farthest one on the left says 355. The one on the right says 387. Home run about split those two, so that's right off the top of the wall. Two and oh on Reimer, and he will take a ball low for a 3-0 count. Reimer caught looking to end the first, burned a challenge on that call. 3-0 from low, and Reimer will take below the knees for ball four. Four-pitch walk, no challenge coming from Jupiter. So a one-out base runner. Lowe's going to continue to pitch to Tillian, but there is action now in the Jupiter bullpen. Junior Tillian is up. He's got a hit today in his one trip to the plate. Pops one foul for strike one. For Reimer, that is his eighth walk in eight games. That's very impressive for Reimer and Jet Williams, those two teenagers, to show that patience this early in their careers, averaging literally a walk per game. Not overextending themselves or chasing. Tillian takes the second pitch up high. 1-1 is the count. Lowe's slider hits the top of the zone for strike two. Pitch in the dirt. Good sliding stop by Mercado. Throws down to first to get Reimer, but he's safe. John Mercado, it's a great stop. sliding to his right to block it. He didn't block it. He caught it on the bounce and nearly picked off Reimer. Two count. Time is called by Junior. His one allotted time out of the at bat. Low with the delivery. Curveball stays up high. Good take. Just wouldn't fall. Full count with one out. Yuki De La Cruz, the first base coach, in the ear of Reimer. Will he be running? He will. Pitch is flowing into left field towards Allen. Allen sees it and puts it away for the second out. Tillian retired. Boy, Allen threw up his arms as that ball was coming down. Tough to tell if that was the signal that I got it or I lost it. It is awfully bright out there. There is no cloud cover. We do expect severe storms this afternoon, starting around the 2:30 to 3 o'clock range, as Jeffrey De Los Santos takes a called strike. Reimer remains on first. But all good right now, weather-wise. As long as you can see. Pitch is inside to De Los Santos. One and one. De Los Santos flew out to left field in the second. Takes a changeup outside at 82. Two balls and a strike. Colin Lode trying to go four solid innings. Throws a back foot changeup for ball three. Mets have tagged him for a solo home run by Hernandez, and that is it. Other singles that he pitched around. De Los Santos looking for something to hit 3-1, and he gets it and rips it into right field. That's a fair ball going towards the corner. Reimer's going to have to hustle up as it's dug out by Williamson. Reimer being waved in, and the relay throw is dropped by Morrison, and Reimer will score. 2-0 Mets. Boy, Morrison, he'll want that one back. He was fielding it into his glove as Reimer was hitting third base. And with any kind of good throw, Morissette was going to have Reimer by plenty, I think, at home. But he has to catch the ball, and he did not. And that allowed Reimer to score standing up. And if you're the Mets, you got to push the envelope there and send Reimer and hope that Jupiter can't put together the relay. And that is exactly how it played out. So De Los Santos with the double down the line got the pitch he wanted with the 3-1 count. And now Villavicencio will bat, looking for a two-out RBI hit. 2-0 Mets in the fourth. And Villavicencio lines one off the pitcher. Goes out to second. Morrison throws to first, and the inning is over. I think that grazed the pitcher low. Either way, it's the third out. Mets have scored in consecutive innings. They lead 2-0 in the middle of the fourth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
First pitch from Atencio to open the bottom of the fourth is a ball outside. Almost didn't hit the glove of Peroza. He lost the grip on it. Slippery fingers. Ian Lewis the batter, and Ian Lewis lines one into left field right at Campos, who catches it head high for the first out. So that's a second pitch of the inning out. Already had two first pitch outs. It's the way to live if you're Javier Atencio, isn't it? Basically starting the inning with one out and the base is empty. Continue to say that is one thing the Mets have done a really nice job of this season for the most part, getting the first batter out. Now, sometimes the inning spirals after that. But keep getting that first out, good things will happen. The batter, Javier Sanoja, just challenged a first pitch strike call and lost. A bunt attempt shown, and he did not pull back, and he missed. And that is going to be a swinging strike. It's 0-2, and Sanoja not happy. Well, he reached out for it, and then he realized it was low. He pulled it back and started running towards first as if it was going to, like, hit him or something. But, Ella Rob not fooled. He offered. 0-2 pitch coming. And Sanoja grounds one up the middle off of the glove of Atencio. Drops it and drops it again. And down on his knees, can't believe it. Tillian at second, hands on hips, would have had a shot at that if Atencio had let it go. Sanoja is going to be credited with, I believe, a hit. It is a hit. So a high chopper over the mound, right in the mitt of Atencio as he jumped up for it. But it falls out of his glove. No error as this ball is skipped in. Good job by Peroso to block it. Sanoja looked lost in that at bat. Ends up with the hit. He's got a good sized lead off of first base. Caballero will wait as this ball's lobbed over to first base by Atencio. Nooper is 2-for-2 in stolen base attempts from the two runners who have reached first. They are not deterred by Atencio being a lefty. They've sent something in his delivery that allows them to get the jump they need. Pitch comes home and it's a strike. That time Sanoja, first base, was running back to the bag. Runner goes, pitch is grounded through the left side, a base hit. Sanoja's going to try to go to third, and the ball is dropped by Campos, and he's going to be waved home. And Jupiter's on the board. Single for Caballero, and Sanoja scores all the way from first on a ground ball hit to left. And he was off on the pitch, kept going to third, and Campos took his eye off the ball. That's an E7 in left field. It's 2-1 Mets. No RBI for Caballero. So a couple of tough breaks here for the Mets. Sanoja reaches on that ball that was dropped by Atencio on the ground ball. Believes he should be two outs, bases empty. And then the single by Caballero just find its way through the left side, and then Campos with the error. Dan McKinney, a quick visit to the mound, already walking back. Vincencio had been pitching right along, had retired six straight after Lewis lined out to start this inning. With back-to-back hits, the tying run at first and the go-ahead run at the plate. And Tanner Allen. First pitch, Allen swings and misses at the curveball. Allen singled on the first pitch he saw last time, won the lefty-lefty matchup. Joey Lancelotti beginning to throw in the Mets' bullpen. Already starting to throw from the mound. This is an effort to get ready quickly. Runner goes, pitches fouled back. Caballero will have to come back first. And no question, Jupiter sees something in Atencio, or they just don't believe that Perozzo can make the throws, because every person, every base runner who's reached first base has tried to go. 0-2 pitch comes home, a swing and a miss, as Allen goes chasing. And this is the fourth strikeout for Atencio, the second out of the fourth inning. It will bring up Yan Mercado, the first strikeout victim of the afternoon for Atencio. Atencio going for four innings of excellent work with no earned runs. As he throws this pitch inside corner for a strike, and Mercado doesn't like it, but Jupiter has blown two challenges. One left. Both teams down to the last challenge. They're combined 0 for 4. So they're going to have to live with Isabella Robb's strike zone for a long time. Good block on this pitch in the dirt by Perozzo. Robb was really good in her last game calling balls and strikes. The teams were 0 for 6, and they each lost their three challenges. She's, 10 for 10? Mets have had a couple issues with some of her calls in the field as the base umpire, but you can't argue the strike zone. Challengers beware. Atencio checks in on Caballero, and he runs, and the pitch is a ball, and the throw to second base. Way late, as Caballero is safe. Oh, he looked like he might have come off the bag. Tillian kept the tag on, but Tyler Green said no. Stolen base. And that looked like Atencio might have had an opportunity to step off and try to pick him off. That's how good the jump was. Pitch was a ball. It's 2-1 on Mercado. It's a tying run at second now with two outs in the fourth. Mercado takes the ball low. 3-1. Well, Christian Rodriguez, the lefty, is on deck. Imagine Atencio would be allowed to stand to face him if it got to that. A dangerous pitch coming here, 3-1. A ball escapes the Jupiter bullpen, rolls all the way behind home plate. And we pause while that is picked up. Cotto waiting on the 3-1 pitch. Atencio looks back to Caballero and comes home with it, and it's high for ball four. First and second now with two outs. Looking in the Mets' dugout, Gilbert Gomez still leaning over the railing. Talking to Dan McKinney, the pitching coach. Pitch count at 63 for Atencio, and Gilbert is going to make the move. So even though it's a lefty-lefty matchup, pitch count is too high. Gilbert signaling to the bullpen for Lancelotti. So that'll do it for Atencio, who I'm sure is frustrated with this inning, as he could not field the comebacker. That was a tough play, but he wanted to make it. And also an error in left field has led to a run, and he will depart with two more runners on. Mets clinging to a 2-1 lead.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park.
Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Joey Lancelotti making his third appearance in the first nine games of the season. The team leader and games appeared in. One game against Daytona. And then in the opener of this series, an inning and two-thirds scoreless with the hit and two walks. Plus two strikeouts. He's trying to strand a pair of inherited runners. Christian Rodriguez at the plate. The left-handed hitting first baseman is 0-for-1 with the strikeout. Lancelotti's first pitch. It's too high at 85. Ball one. Two hits and a walk in the inning. Second pitch swung at and missed. Offering at 85 miles per hour. It was right at the knees inside. Rodriguez went after it. Fastball swung on and missed. And it's one and two. Is fouled away. That went up to 94. That pitch that was 85, the first two offerings from Lancelotti, classified as a cutter. Hard to see the cut from here, but clearly the four-seam fastball can run up there to the mid-90s. A 1-2 pitch. Socked into center field. Jet Williams going back. It's going to be over his head. He will play it on a bounce. One run is in. Here comes Mercado. He will score, and Jupiter has the lead. A two-out, two-run double by Christian Rodriguez. 3-2 Hammerheads. Over the head of Jet Williams. He's probably the fastest player on the team. Just could not catch up to it. So both inherited runners score. Three-run inning for Jupiter. Lancelotti a strike away from getting the Mets out of the inning with the lead. Now the Mets are down by one as Noah Williamson comes up. And he swings and misses at the fastball. Very frustrating turn of events for the Mets. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two-run lead. Gone in one half inning. There's that cutter outside. On appeal, went around. And Williamson just cannot buy himself a break. Already 0-for-8 with 8 strikeouts on the season. Runner goes to third. Peroso will hold. Didn't get a throw off, and the Hammerheads are just absolutely eating the Mets alive on the bases. 4-for-4 in stolen base attempts in this game. They are running wild. 1-2 on Williamson. And he bites it off to stay alive. The high fastball at 94. Lancelotti's pitch. Slider swung on and missed. He strikes at Williamson. Comes a batter too late. Two out, two strike, two run double. Turns a Mets lead into a Mets deficit as Rodriguez comes up clutch. We'll go to the fifth. Still a long way to go in this one. Jupiter leads 3-2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Mets trailing for the first time today. We'll send Campos, Hernandez, and Williams to the plate. And Colin Lowe returns to the mound. Reliever was working behind him the whole time in the fourth. He's at least going to start the fifth. Got a chance to get a win. Campos hits a fly ball deep left field. Allen going back at the track. He's got room, and he makes the catch. Tyrone Campos missed a home run by 5 feet. Would have tied the game. Maybe a hair underneath it, and I think the pitcher Lowe got the pitch up just high enough out of the sweet spot. Now he will face Hernandez again. Hernandez homeward for the Mets. Get the scoring started today, back in the third. First pitch, he takes the ball outside. Go back to Atencio, his final line. 3 2/3, 3 hits, 3 runs. All earned, he walked 2 and struck out 4 on 63 pitches. As Hernandez looks at a strike right in there. So he was through 3 scoreless innings, then the fateful fourth inning. As Hernandez pops one up on the infield, this should be playable for Rodriguez, the first baseman. He's calling for it in front of the mound. He makes the catch, and the Mets have quickly made 2 outs from the bottom of the order in the top half of the fifth. What started it all was, you know, Javier Sanoja was at the plate with 2 strikes on him, not happy with the called swinging strike on the bunt try. It was 0-2. Atencio had him dead to rights, and Sanoja hit that comebacker off the glove of Atencio, and that started the whole thing. So it looked like it could have been a very quick inning for the Mets. Ends up spiraling to a 3-run outburst for the Hammerheads. They've taken the lead. And now we'll turn it over to the bullpen. So that's got to be disappointing for Colin Lowe. He was out away from going through 5 innings and being in line for the win. He will depart. We will have the new reliever for Jupiter on the other side of the break. It's 3-2 Hammerheads.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Justin Fall is the new pitcher, and he delivers a strike one to Jet Williams. Two outs in the top of the fifth, the base is empty. And Williams will take a pitch low. Jet today, fly out into walk, that was against Colin Lowe. Justin Fall, who was with Jupiter last year all season as a starter, now being converted to a reliever, back for more fun in the Florida State League. Throws a pitch outside. And great success against the Mets last year. As Williams takes another pitch outside for a 3-1 count. This season, he's only made one appearance, and it came on Tuesday. Two hits, a run, two hit batters, one walk, four strikeouts, and two and a third against the Mets. 3-1 pitch, and Williams will take a high strike. Started to head down to first. We'll have to come back. Full count. And Williams pops one up, heading straight back. Mercado looking for it, but that's going to land three rows into the seats. We'll do the payoff again. It's ball four low. Another walk for Jet Williams. He's up to nine now on the season. The team leader. Breaking the temporary tie with Jacob Reimer. Vincent Perozzo to the dish. Fast man on first base. Jet's already been caught stealing once today, though. Mercado has shown a very strong arm. As Perozzo flies one into right center field, two hammerheads are converging, and it's caught by Caballero in deep right center. And that will end the Mets' threat. A man left. And at the halfway point, Jupiter nursing a one-run lead.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
So we start at the bottom of the fifth in Jupiter. A reminder that the Mets are back home Tuesday through Sunday to face the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the Detroit Tigers single-A affiliate. First six-game homestand of the year. Hope to see you out at Clover Park. Games Tuesday through Saturday start at 6:10. Sunday is a 12:10 game. Looks to be good week weather-wise, at least early, as we have a check swing. Did not go. First pitch from Joey Lancelotti to Jordan McCants in the fifth. Called ball. McCants 0-for-2. Probably pleased to see Atencio out of the game. I think he enjoyed that left-handed matchup. Lancelotti's 2-0 pitch. It's hit to left field. Campos long run. He's going to run out of room, and it's into the stands. Foul strike. Don't know much about Lakeland. We'll start to dive into the Flying Tigers on the off day tomorrow. No, they are 4-4 on the year at the moment. And leading its series against Bradenton 3-2. Pitch is inside. And Lakeland's leading that series finale 3-1. It's only in the second inning. It was a 1 o'clock start in Lakeland. Pitch is inside. Lancelotti has issued a walk to McCants. Haven't mentioned the walks much today, but that is the third walk issued by the Mets. They continue to lead all AA, high A, and single A teams in the category. At 59, walks coming into the game as a pitching staff. Fastball zipped in for a strike to Morrison. Some games the Mets have gotten away with the walks, like in the doubleheader game one on Friday. As the pickoff attempt comes over, he's safe. The Mets walked 10 batters in 7 innings. Got away with it and won by 2. For the most part, walks have definitely plagued the Mets and their 5 losses. Swing and a miss on a high fastball ball by Morrison. It's 0-2. Keeping an eye on McCants as Jupiter is 4-for-4 in stolen base attempts through the first 4 innings today. And he's going. Pitches a ball. Throw by Perozzo. Going to be late again. Stolen base for McCants. 5-for-5. Good pitch to go on. Tough one for Perozzo. Slider down and in. So, leadoff man, a walk in the stolen base, and he's already in scoring position. That's the danger in the walk. Walk the leadoff guy. Pitches inside on Morissette, 2-2. It's the most stolen bases the Mets have given up in a game this season. Morissette uses his lone timeout to count 2-2. Pitch home, grounded to first. Nice stop by De Los Santos. Runs it to the base. That was a hot shot. He retires Morrison. And McCants goes down to third. Be curious to see how the Mets play this now. Down by 1 in the fifth inning. Runner at third, 1 out. Infield is already coming in. They will try to prevent this run. Ian Lewis is the batter. He has walked and lined out. McCants very fast on third base. Figure he could score on a sac fly. Jet Williams in center field with his speed. He's playing very shallow. Second pitch is a ball low. It's 2-0 on Lewis. Curious if Mets are playing Chet Williams that shallow because of his speed or if that's the scouting report. Here's a fly ball into right center field. Chet Williams on the run. Won't get to that. He'll play it on a bounce. He's going to hold Lewis to a long single. But it will score McCants from third. And Jupiter has scored four straight for a 4-2 lead. That was a sign of respect by Jordan McCants at third base. He was waiting to see if Williams could get to that gapper. Clear hit off the bat, but he wasn't so sure. And Lewis, man, I don't know if he was caught watching, but he should probably be at second. Williams' hustle at least holds him to a single. First pitch to Sanoha is a called strike. And that's got off to a good start in this game, but Jupiter has started to turn it on here in the middle innings. Sanoha will take a ball, throw to second base on the stolen base attempt. Did the Mets get one? Yes. Perozzo finally throws out a base runner as Lewis is cut down. Good catch and tag also by Tillian. It was also finally a pitch that, you know, Perozzo could handle. A fastball off the outside corner to the right-handed hitter. Pitch was a strike. Second pitch is a strike. It's 1-2. So now two strikes, two outs, and the base is empty. Lancelotti's pitch swung on and missed, and the inning is over as Sanoha goes down on the K. But Jupiter adds another leadoff walk, stolen base, ground out, and a single. Manufactured run. 4-2 Hammerheads heading to the sixth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The base.
Sixth inning, Justin Fall gets a clean slate, and he faces Jose Perozzo, and on a check swing, Perozzo did not go. That was surprising. It looked like he did. But on appeal, Tyler Green said no. So a 1-0 count. And Perozzo pulls one foul. Perozzo today, pop out in a line out, robbed of a hit by the left fielder Allen last time. Brown ball right to the shortstop. This is Sanoha. Throws to first. Pulls Rodriguez off the bag, but Rodriguez shuffles the foot back on ahead of Perozzo for the 6-3 putout. Mets had a brief 2-0 lead through four innings. Jupiter scored three in the bottom of the fourth and then added a run in the fifth as the Hammerheads bid for the series split. The Mets entered yesterday leading the series 3-1, needing one win over the weekend to clinch a series victory. As Reimer comes up, the Mets have some work to do to try to come back and get the series win. Reimer has struck out, walked, and scored. Ball's pitch is inside. Two balls and no strikes. So maybe Reimer trying to match Jet Williams with another two-walk game. Well, he'll look at a strike zipped right in. Half wave, tried to hold up, went around, 2-2. Pitch is right in there for a strike, and Reimer knew it. Fastball at the knees. Two up, two down. As Fall looks sharp. Junior Tillian is up and he takes a ball. Oh, correction, he went around. And then rockets one into center field. It's going to take a bounce and be cut off by Caballero, and Tillian has a multi-hit game. Jeffrey De Los Santos coming up. And he socks one into center field, but it's right at Caballero. Had it played perfectly. And that will end the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left on in the top of the sixth. Jupiter maintains its 4-2 lead.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay...
We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mets have a new pitcher on the mound, and this is a new one for me. I don't know who it is. It's a pitcher wearing 34, but that's not Robert Kalina, who was promoted to Binghamton. Whoever he is just got a flyout from Jorge Caballero as we begin the bottom of the sixth. So efforting to figure out who is on the mound for the Mets, clearly a miscommunication. Should not have slipped through the cracks there. Next pitch is fouled away by Tanner Allen. Allen, a single and a strikeout. Here's a fly ball into center field. Jet Williams twisting around. He makes the catch. It was on him quickly, and Allen is out. John Mercado's up, and he fouls off the first pitch. And the next pitch is outside. Being told this is left-hander Eli Ankeny, 20th-round pick last year out of Grand Canyon University. Pitches outside for a ball. So Ankeny, with his team debut, he comes in and takes over the jersey of Kalina and gets a foul tip. And he's working head two and two, or even two and two. Just swung on and missed, and the inning is over. So Ankeny with the nice debut inning. 1-2-3 goes Jupiter in the sixth. We're getting late. Going into the seventh, it's 4-2 Hammerheads.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Justin Fall continue to pitch for Jupiter here in the seventh inning. Bottom of the order, Villavicencio, Campos, Hernandez, 4-2 Jupiter. part of the order. For the Mets, the bottom three, 1-for-6 with the Hernandez home run as Villavicencio flips one back. Saul Garcia starting to throw for the Mets in the bullpen, so it looks like Ankeny was one and done. The ball that's fouled away, and it's 0-2. Ball ready with the 1-2. And he gets Villavicencio chasing on the slider. The Mets offense not offering a whole lot at the moment. Each team has 5 hits. Jupiter's been the team that's been able to put the hits together when needed. As Campos comes up, he nearly tied the game. His last at-bat. Now he blips one on the infield. Morissette, Rodriguez, who wants it? It's Rodriguez, the first baseman. Two down. Quickly. It's 3 straight innings now. First 2 batters have made outs. So, easy living for Jupiter and Fall, as he will face Adrian Hernandez again. And Hernandez, that home run to get the scoring started for the Mets in the third. Good to get that first hit out of the way. He takes the ball outside. Also has a pop out. Pitches in the dirt, swung on and missed. 1-1. Change up on the corner, 1-2. And he shoots it the other way, foul. Base is empty, 2 outs, top 7, 4-2 Jupiter. Ball's pitch is dribbled. Back towards the third base side. Fall, bad throw, great pick by Rodriguez at first. And Fall immediately points right to him and nods his head. And I'll give him a high five on the way by. That was a great scoop at first base in foul ground by the first baseman Rodriguez, helping to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for the first time for Jupiter. And it will send us to the 7th inning stretch. Hammerheads up by 2 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
New pitcher for the Mets, it's Saul Garcia for the second time this series, and he throws a fastball outside at 92. Well, he got off to a very difficult start, to say the least, on Tuesday. Couldn't make it out of the first inning as the starter. Here's a ball that's rocked into right field by Rodriguez, and that is going to get down in the gap roll all the way to the wall. Rodriguez, who's having himself a game, is going to head to third with an easy triple. Walked in. Late relay throw by the Mets. Won't get him. Rodriguez, who has the game-changing two-run double, has now added a triple. Hammerheads have basically tripled the Mets to death here in this series. That is the sixth triple in six games for Jupiter. Certainly taking advantage of their big, spacious ballpark. Here's a pitch to Williamson. Well, Garcia, when he pitched on Thursday and couldn't get out of the first inning, he did not give up a hit. But he did walk five in the rain. That's what knocked him out. So he gives up a hit here. And that's a big one. Mets infield will play in. Already trailing by two. Offense has gone ice cold. Trying to prevent the run if they can. Pitch is outside for a ball. And now you have a pitcher in Garcia who couldn't throw strikes the first go around. And now he's trying to be pinpoint perfect on the edges to avoid giving up a ball in play that could bring home this run. Williamson pops one up on the infield. This will end his strikeout streak, but it's not going to get the job done as it's caught by Tillian. He had been 0-for-9 with 9 strikeouts to start the season. He finally makes out in play, pops it up on the infield. That does not score Rodriguez. Remains 4-2. Back to the top in McCants, who's 0-for-2 with the walk and a run. And he will tap one to Reimer, or Villavicencio throws to first out there. Yes, Villavicencio wanted to come home, but he was juggling the ball. And by the time he grabbed it cleanly, he just rerouted to first and got the out there. Fortunate to even get the out at first. But the run scores from third. I believe if Villavicencio got that clean and threw home, he probably gets the out because he was drawn in. Rodriguez was coming home on contact. Mets would have had a good shot to make the out at home plate, but Villavicencio couldn't get the handle. So it's 5-2. Bases empty and Cody Morrison up. And he takes ball one at 94. Is outside. 2-0. Garcia, he throws hard. He's got a unique arm angle. A low slot release point. Really whips it in there. This ball is hooked deep and foul. Not over the head of the Mets relievers. One pitch swung on and missed. Fooled him on a changeup. Perozzo, I think, lost track of the count. He was heading towards the dugout. It was 2-1, not 1-2. Now it's 2-2. Fastball a little below the knees. No challenge by the Mets. Full count. Two in there for a called third strike and a challenge issued by Morissette. We await the result. It's a strikeout. Challenge is upheld. Good call by Rob. She is 5 for 5. Players challenging her today. A key run does score. The leadoff triple cashed in by the Hammerheads. They lead 5-2 at the end of 7.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Justin Fall will keep on pitching, even though there's action in the bullpen. Batter is Jet Williams, looking maybe at the last best hope for the Mets, trailing by 3. Eighth inning, top of the lineup. Ball into strike. Figure if the Mets are going to try to get something going, it has to start here. Williams takes one outside. 2 balls and a strike. Williams topples over, falls over, swinging at the slider inside. Took a tumble. 2-2. Trying to golf one out of here. And he will use his timeout. Mets once led this game 2-0, but it's been all Hammerheads from the bottom of the fourth on. Williams lines one into left field that will hang up for Allen. Racing towards the line, he makes the catch. It's now 5 outs in a row recorded by Fall. This is the longest streak of the game for either of the Jupiter pitchers, Low or Fall. Fall is in line for the win, as Low fell 1 out short of qualifying. Still surprised they didn't give him a shot. He was at 74 pitches. Here's a line drive base hit by Perozzo. He's got another. He's 2 for 4. Continues to have a very nice start to his season. Now 7 for 18 is Perozzo. Perozza is 0 for 3 in this rehab game. Mets, by the way, have only played, I believe, 2 games without a rehabber. The doubleheader. Did not feature a rehabber on Friday. That's 1-5 with the rehabber in the lineup 2-0 without. Not saying there's any direct correlation, just those are the numbers. Sometimes it's difficult as these rehabbers come in for the regular crew to find some chemistry. As batting orders are shuffled, guys who are in and out of the lineup having to sit out while the rehabber gets back to form. We learned something new in 2021 as Peroza waits on the 3-0 pitch and takes it for a strike. Is the minor league rehabber. It used to be just when the St. Lucie Mets were a high A team, you only had major league rehabbers. But in single A, you can have a minor league rehabber, a player who would be in advanced A or high A or higher. So, I mean, that just almost triples the amount of rehabbers that you have in a season. Just a lot of comings and goings. 3-2 on Peroza now. And he will take in the dirt for ball four. And the Mets have two on with one out. The tying run coming to the plate in Jacob Reimer. So an opportunity here for the Mets against Fall to get closer.
Now batting the third baseman, number 25, Jacob Reimer.
And you have a lot of players who were dinged up in spring training who stay back on the complex side, and then they get ready to start their seasons. And we'll put them in St. Lucie, get some game action. And the St. Lucie Mets open the season with three rehabbers on the roster. As we found out over the years, these rehabbers trying to round into form can come in quite rusty. As this pitch is a strike to Reimer, I think one of the misnomers is, it's a rehabber, it's a guy playing way above the talent level, so obviously the team with the rehabber should take advantage. Reimer asks for a challenge. It's granted late, and he lost it. Both teams are out of challenges now. Every challenge was by a hitter, and they were wrong every time. 0-6 total. Reimer takes this pitch for a ball. But that's not always the case with the rehabbers. They don't come in mid-season form and just annihilate, A-ball players. And you look at Peroza, who's trying to work his way back. He is now 1-10. Jalen Davis really struggled. I think he struck out seven times before he went to Syracuse. Abraham Almonte homered on Thursday, but by and large, he has scuffled. Here's a pass ball off the glove of Mercado to the backstop. Peroza up to second. Peroza down to third. So two in scoring position with one out in the eighth. Mets with the hit could get within a run. Reimer taps one foul. For the Mets, this is nearly a must-execute situation now. Got this part of the lineup up. Have to find a way to get couple of runs across at least this inning before the ninth. Always dangerous. Junior Tillian, who's having a great day, is on deck. Reimer, ground ball, base hit left side. That's going to bring in one. Peroza will be stopped at third. Peroza scores. And the Mets have their third run of the afternoon. They trail 5-3 now. Reimer comes through with the RBI. Rolls it right past the third baseman, McCants. And looks like we'll have a mound visit, player only mound visit. And finally now, Nelson Prada, the manager, will come out and he's going to point to the bullpen. So Junior Tillian will not get another crack at Fall, who he singled off of last time. But Junior will bat with the tying run first, and he's the go-ahead run at the plate when we come back. We'll be right back.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Let's go back to the field.
For the third time in this series, Vreede Encarnacion will pitch. Now, this is different. You don't often see, even in a six-game series in the minors, a pitcher appear three times. So Encarnacion, he got the key outs to save a 3-2 win on Tuesday. And he pitched in one of the doubleheader games on Friday. First game, he pitched well, a couple innings, held the fort, and Jupiter nearly came back. He faces Tillian, who's 2-for-3. Tillian swings and misses at the curveball, and that curveball has been the pitch of choice the previous two games for Encarnacion. It's a 5-3 game. Mets have won a game 5-3 in this series, lost a game 5-3 in this series. Curveball stays high, good take by Tillian. Mets stringing three straight batters together to get on base. A single, a walk, and a single. Pitch is high at 89. Tillian lets it go. Two balls and a strike. The home run leader on the team, De Los Santos, in the on-deck circle. Two-one pitch, and Tillian pops it up into right field. Tough. Morissette trying to squeeze himself, and he makes the catch. He was squeezing his eyes and trying to see, battling the sun the whole way, and he makes the catch at the last moment by reaching out. So Tillian is out, can't bring home that runner from third. And it will be up to De Los Santos to try to come up with a two-out hit to bring the Mets a run closer. Maybe tie this game. He's got an RBI double today. Time is called. That was a big at-bat. Tillian making an out. He's at least hoping to bring home a run. Swing and a miss by De Los Santos. Hard fastball at 91, and De Los Santos took a mighty cut. One curveball up high. Well, the lefty De Los Santos at the plate, and they can't have a true shift on, not with the rules and the pie slice. There is a lot of space down the third base line. That's allowing Peroza to get a running start. De Los Santos pops one up. Shallow right center. Four Marlins converging, or Hammerheads converging. It's the shortstop, Sanoja. Makes the catch. Tough ending to what looked like a promising inning for the Mets. They get a run, but they strand a couple of big runners out there, and now they'll only have three outs left to deal with. It's 5-3 Jupiter in the middle of the eighth inning.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Sal Garcia trying to keep the score right where it is. 5-3 Jupiter in the bottom of the eighth inning. He throws a strike to Ian Lewis. Garcia giving up a triple to start his outing in the seventh, but then got the next three in a row. Didn't surrender that triple, though, for a run. Tough to overcome a leadoff triple. Lewis fouls one away, and it's nothing and two. Pitches outside. Take you around the Florida State League. Some other scores today. Fort Myers looking like a winner at Clearwater, up 5-0 in the last of the ninth. This pitch misses out. That would be a 3-3 split. Tampa, Dunedin tied at 2 in the bottom of the ninth in Dunedin. Tampa trying for a split. Dunedin trying for a series victory. It could go either way. 2-2 pitch. Missed low for ball 3. Bradenton and Lakeland tied at 3. That game in the bottom of the fourth. Lakeland trying for the series win. Bradenton looking for the road split. Lakeland comes to St. Lucie next. 3-2 pitch outside, ball 4. So from 0-2 to a walk. Didn't challenge him. Nibbled. Not aggressive. We'll bring up Javier Sanoja. Leadoff walk late in a close game. Last thing a pitcher ever wants to do, especially after getting ahead 0-2. Hammerheads have stolen 5 bases in 6 tries. Here's a rocket to left center field by Sanoja. Jet Williams will play it on a bounce. Here comes the throw to third base. It's going to one hop close. Tag. Does he come off the base? No. And here comes Gilbert to argue. What a throw by Jet Williams from left center field. A one-hop strike to Reimer, who got the tag on Lewis, held the tag. Looked like Lewis came off the base. But Bella Robb said no, he was safe. Now Lewis definitely got there first, but Reimer kept the tag on. Of course, we don't have replay here. That looks like it's going to be a first and third situation with nobody out. Gilbert making his case, but not going to be overturned. What a play, though, by Jet Williams. He's been really good tracking balls. Hasn't made all the catches because he hasn't had a chance. But plays with great instincts out there in center field for it being his first pro start. It's actually a double, I believe. To see how official score Brennan calls that. It was a double or a single in advance. Caballero fouls off the first pitch. Either way, it's second and third. Nobody out. And Jupiter a chance to break this game open off of Garcia before the ninth inning. Caballero at 1-4-3. Swings and misses. And it's 1-2. It is a double for Sanoha, so he's 2-for-4 with the two-bagger. Garcia's pitch, down and away. Good stop by Perozzo. Two pitch, fisted towards the first baseman. De Los Santos makes the easy catch. Caballero retired. Jam shot. Ball fluttered right to De Los Santos, who was playing even with the bag at first. It's an out that doesn't bring in a run. The key out for Garcia. Infield will stay in with Tanner Allen at the plate. He is 1-for-3 with a single and a strikeout. And he takes one outside. Lewis at third base after a walk and a double by Sanoha. Sanoha out there at second. Jupiter leads by 2. 5-3. One out in the ninth, eighth inning. Fastball, a strike at the knees. One below the knees, two balls and a strike. Mets in the ninth will have the bottom three in the order up. That way it was so key with first and third and one out for either Tillian or De Los Santos to try to bring home Reimer, get the Mets within one, or rather Perozzo. Just couldn't come up with a big hit. Nobody seems to be able to do anything against Encarnacion in this series. That might all be for moot point if Saul Garcia can't keep these runners from scoring. 1-2 pitch is outside. Good take by Allen. Mets do have a reliever throwing in the bullpen, but not with any great urgency. Gene Calderon just unleashed a throw all the way to the backstop, and time is called. Pop up on the infield. Reimer hustling for it in foul ground, shading his eyes. He collides with Perozzo, who makes the catch. Perozzo and Reimer, not good communication. They bounce into each other. Perozzo hobbled but kept his feet. Reimer still sitting down on the warning track, just now pushing himself up. And he appears to be okay. Trainer Anthony Oliveri will stop by the plate first, checking in on Perozzo. And Reimer walking back to third. Well, in the shallow pop-up and foul ground, catcher, third baseman, both going for it. You can really hear a pin drop here in the stadium because there's no fans. I didn't hear either player call for it. Somebody's got to yell. Mets fortunate to get that out. And even more fortunate that everybody is walking away healthy. Pop-ups in between players calling for it. And that's day one stuff, guys. Got to communicate all those. Well, how about this? Saul Garcia's got a chance to pitch around second and third, no outs. And he lays in a slider to Yan Mercado for strike one. And what a boost this would be to the Mets' chances in this game if they could wiggle out of this jam. Pitches outside. Nice snag by Perozzo. Saves a wild pitch. It'd be a shame to give up a run on a wild pitcher pass ball at this point. So, save for the moment. Mercado has not contacted the ball today. Two strikeouts and a walk. Slider off the mark. Outside, it's 2-1. Have to be careful to Mercado in this hitter's count, but don't want to face the guy behind him in Rodriguez, who is heating up. 2-1 pitch, missed for ball three, outside and high. Yeah, Rodriguez has a double and a triple in his last two at-bats. First base is open. A walk would not lead to a run. Garcia's pitch is swung on and missed. Good slide piece. Right off the end of the bat, and it's a full count. Pitch clock counting down. Time is called by Perozzo. That's a good spot by the Mets catcher. That would have been an automatic ball four. He saved his pitcher. 3-2. Pop up again on the infield. Three Mets are there. Reimer calls for it loudly. Makes the catch and ends the inning. A pop up to first, a pop up to the catcher, and a pop up to the third baseman. That's a great job by Garcia to hold the line, giving the Mets a chance. Second and third, no outs. Leads to no runs. 5-3, Mets down to their final three outs when we return.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Last call for the Mets. Down 5-3, lost 5-3 yesterday, won 5-3 in Game 1 on Friday. Then five really good games in this series, and teams closely matched. The only one that was a runaway was the Mets' 9-1 win on Thursday. Somebody's going to walk away today feeling that they won the series based on all the close games. Villavicencio, Campos, and Hernandez are due up against Josh White. White, the fifth-round pick by Miami last year. Late-inning guy. ready for his first pitch. DeVincenzo fouls it away. So Breedy Encarnacion comes in and does what he does. Gets clutch outs in tough spots. Mets just have not lined him up in any of the three games he's pitched in. So he's out of there, and now White is in. And he spikes one all the way to the backstop on DeVincenzo. Well, White did not fare too hot in Game 2 on Friday. He gave up three runs and two hits, walked two. Gave up the home run to De Los Santos. And the bottom drops out of this slider. Or a swing and a miss. But Nelson, proud of the manager, trots him out there a couple of days later. One-two pitch, same pitch, but this time low. Good eye, good recognition by DeVincenzo, who is having one of the quieter days he's had this season. 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Lays off that slider again, and it's a full count. Well, Mets down 1-2, need a base runner. White shakes off his catcher, Mercado, now ready with the 3-2 pitch, and time is called by who? Well, it has to be DeVincenzo. Catcher, pitcher, can't call time with the bases empty. Well, they can, but the pitch clock's not going to reset for them. Now we're ready for the 3-2. White's pitch is lined into right field for a base hit. Somehow it cleared the glove of Rodriguez. DeVincenzo, hard turn, but will go back to first. He laced it right over the head of Rodriguez. He was not far off from coming up with it. Well, DeVincenzo gets the Mets started with a hit. Actually out hit Jupiter now, 8-7. Dairon Campos doesn't have a hit. Will come to the plate as the tying run. Nearly hit one out in the fifth inning. Flew out deep to the warning track. And he has been tagged with an automatic strike one. Not alert to the pitch clock, or to the pitcher. And Gilbert Gomez is arguing with the umpire. He's still yelling at Bella Rob. Oh, Gilbert is screaming and yelling, and there's no fans in the stands, so everybody is hearing this. Talking directly to the umpire, Bella Rob. That's fires up the Mets' dugout. What I got from that is he wants it called both ways. Let's see if that fires up the boys. It's a ball low. One and one. And I think there's been some aggravation building from Gilbert Gomez with this umpire crew from day one. One pitch, and it's nubbed foul. That's the thing about these six-game series. You get to know the teams, and sometimes because of the long series, you get aggravated with the players you're opposed, you're facing, and you also, you know, that's more opportunities for the umpires to get under the skin. Back in the old days of three-game series, four-game series, you could kind of shed it and forget it, but you know, when we're all together for a week, can start to grind. Campos foul tips strike three. Hard fastball riding inside. He strikes out for the first out of the ninth. And now Hernandez will come up to the plate. He homered back in the third. He's popped out and grounded out since. And he represents the tying run with DeVincenzo on first. Down 5-3 in the ninth. And he takes a fastball for a strike. And for Campos, a tough way to start the at-bat, already in an 0-1 hole. ...0-1 pitch, and he fouls it straight back. And now Hernandez is down in the count, nothing in two. White coming set. 0-2 pitch, gets a swing and a miss. High fastball. And he suckered Hernandez right into that one. Hernandez thinking about breaking the bat on his knee, thinks better of it. So Villavicencio started off with the single, giving the Mets hope, but back-to-back strikeouts from the 8 and 9 hitters, and now the Mets are down to their final out, and the last hope is Chet Williams, the top prospect on the team. First pitch, up and in, ball one. Chet has walked twice today, flown out twice. White, the 1-0. Backdoor slider called the strike, right at the letters. It's a good take by Williams. That's not the pitch he wants with the game and the balance. Breaking ball swung on and missed. He was tardy. And now the Mets are down to their final strike. Williams does have a home run this year. It was the first game of the season. White set for the 1-2. High. Framed by Mercado, but it was up. Two balls, two strikes. White set for the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and the game's over. Williams strikes out on the high heat. Josh White, that's why he was in the game at the end. Leadoff single, but then three consecutive strikeouts to finish off the game and the series. Jupiter wins both games over the weekend to earn a series split. That certainly is disappointing from the Mets standpoint after they ripped off three straight wins between Thursday and Friday. Couldn't get one more over the weekend as they lose both weekend games by a score of 5-3, and their record will sink to 3-6 through the first nine games of the season. They'll enter the second off day of the year in last place again. Jupiter improves to 5-4, could find itself in a first-way tie if Jupiter, or rather Daytona, loses to Palm Beach later tonight. That game's at 5 o'clock. So the Mets will trudge out of the dugout and back to the clubhouse and search for answers on how to try to turn this around. It looked like they had it figured out briefly on Thursday and Friday, played really well, won the Laffer on Thursday, the two tight games on Friday. But then the two tight games over the weekend, they could not make the winning plays while they watched Jupiter win in the eighth inning yesterday and then come back from a 2-0 deficit in the middle innings today. So certainly some things to clean up for the Mets. Progress as they come on the road and overall get the series split. But whenever you're up 3-1 in a six-game series, you're going to walk away disappointed and frustrated if you don't win the series. The Mets will now head home to Clover Park to try to get a home victory for the first time this year as they'll get the six-game series going with Lakeland on Tuesday. But before that, we'll pause and come back to the post-game show to wrap up Jupiter's 5-3 win on this Sunday at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Adam McDonough with you from high atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth. Long week here on the road in Jupiter. Series ends in a 3-3 tie. Jupiter won the first game 3-2. Mets won the next three. By a score of 9-1, 5-3, and 8-7, and then Jupiter wins the final two by dual scores of 5-3. So both teams probably feel like they should have won this series. But it's a draw in the end. They'll see each other in a couple of weeks from now up the road in Port St. Lucie. Let's get to the scoring summary in this game. Mets were off to a good start. Adrian Hernandez hit a home run in the third inning. Off the starter Colin Lowe. That was his first hit of the season. Well worth the wait. In the fourth inning, the Mets got their second run. Jacob Reimer worked a one-out walk and then scored on a double by Jeffrey De Los Santos, and the Mets were looking good, up 2-0. Then it came unraveled in the bottom of the fourth inning. First batter Ian Lewis lined out. Next batter Javier Sanoja looked lost. He was in an 0-2 count. Javier Atencio got a comebacker that hit off his mitt. After he jumped up for it, couldn't make the play, and the inning spiraled from there. Jorge Caballero followed with the hit. Then there was an error on that hit that led to Sanoja scoring to make it a 2-1 game. And then with two outs and two strikes, Christian Rodriguez tagged Joey Lancelotti for a two-run double. That brought home the tying run and the go-ahead run, 3-2 Jupiter. In the fifth inning, Ian Lewis came up with a two-out RBI hit to bring in Jordan McCants. That made it a 4-2 game. In the seventh inning, Christian Rodriguez hit a leadoff triple. He would score on a ground out a couple of batters later from McCants. That made it 5-2. The Mets put together a rally in the eighth inning as Vincent Perozzo hit a one-out single. Jose Perozzo worked a walk, and Jacob Reimer singled into left field to bring home Perozzo to make it 5-3. Mets were set up with runners at the corners, but Encarnacion came in and got a pop-up, two pop-ups from Tillian and De Los Santos to get out of trouble. And then Josh White was able to close the door in the ninth. So that's the scoring summary. Now we move to the box score, starting with the line score. The Mets 3 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. Jupiter 5 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Hitters in the game for the Mets, Vincent Perozzo went 2-for-4. He's now hitting .389 on the season. Junior Tillian had the other multi-hit game. He went 2-for-4. He's batting .273. De Los Santos with the double and Hernandez with the homer. The Mets have now collected an extra base hit in all 9 of their games this season. For Jupiter, Sanoja went 2-for-4 with the double for the second consecutive game. He's batting .344 on the season. Rodriguez, he had the big blows in the game, a 2-run double and a triple, which set up a key insurance run. He went 2-for-3 total. Pitchers in the game, Atencio takes the loss. He's now 0-2, so 2 games appeared in and 2 losses. Tough break. He pitched 3 scoreless innings to start, but the final line will be 3 2/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Joey Lancelotti, an inning and a third, 2 hits, a run of his own, and 2 inherited runs allowed, a walk and 2 strikeouts. Eli Ankeny makes his team debut, pitches a perfect 6th inning with a strikeout, and Saul Garcia, 2 innings, 2 hits, a run, a walk, and a strikeout. Did a nice job there, pitching around 2nd and 3rd, no outs in the 8th to give the Mets hope. Jupiter, Lowe gets the start, but not the win, 4 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, a couple of walks, and 3 punchouts. Fall is now 2-0 in 2 games, both in this series. 2 2/3, 3 hits, a run, not earned. Two walks and two strikeouts. Encarnacion, two-thirds of an inning, got the two outs from the two batters he faced. And White with his second save with a scoreless three-strikeout ninth. Ball game played in 2 hours and 29 minutes. And there's no listed attendance as Roger Dean was closed to the public on this Sunday afternoon. Once again, records for these two teams, Jupiter 5-4, Mets 3-6. Now we turn our attention to the next series. The Mets are off tomorrow. They will open up a six-gamer at home against Lakeland on Tuesday, the first sixth-game homestand of the season. We'll welcome the Flying Tigers affiliate into town. Reminder that all games are back on Bally Live, so you get video along with the audio. And you can watch on MLB TV and MILB TV as well. There are many different ways to watch it, but we encourage Bally Live so you can chat with us, and it is free, F-R-E-E. First pitch on Tuesday is at 6:10. Airtime will be at 6 o'clock. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Roger Dean, Jupiter 5, St. Lucie 3. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. Hope all of you out there listening in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.